Take your Bibles, if you would, please, this morning. Turn to the book of Ephesians, in chapter number 6. If you've been with us the last couple of Sundays, you have realized that we've been looking at these verses here in verses 10 through 18. And we've talked about facing the daily battles, or the spiritual warfare, if you will, of the Christian. And so we've preached a couple of different messages, and we want to continue this morning. If you'll find here with us on the platform today is, I brought me a friend today, a buddy here, a knight, and we're going to kind of be using him for a visual illustration, probably for the next couple of weeks, if the Lord will so, and to help us to get in our minds today certainly the importance of this spiritual warfare, and certainly being equipped, if you will, to fight in the battles of the everyday spiritual warfare that we face as Christians. Now, if you're here and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior today, then, and certainly you do not understand the spiritual warfare that I'm speaking of this morning. But friend, if you'll get born again, then you'll begin to understand the things that we've been, I'll be talking about and have been talking about. And so I want us to consider the spiritual warfare of the Christians. Last week we looked at the enemy we faced and talked about several things about the enemy. We talked about the enemy's desire. We talked about the enemy's deception. And then we talked about the enemy's destiny. Today I want to begin to look in verses 13, if you will. And probably that's as far as we're going to get this morning in these verses today. But I want to look at verse number 13 today and talk about the equipment, or begin to talk about the equipment that is available in the battle. God didn't just throw us out here and not give us something, some equipment that we can use in this spiritual warfare that we face. And so I want you to think about that this morning as we read the text and give you the thoughts that we're going to give you this morning. But again, probably out of verse 13 is as far, and maybe just a part of verse 13 this morning is all that we're going to try to cover. But I pray that it's going to be a blessing. I pray that it's going to be a help and an encouragement and strengthen you in your Christian walk. With that being said this morning, if you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. All right. If you're able to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God, I invite you to stand as we read the Scriptures this morning, have prayer, and then begin the fold on the equipment that is available here in the battle. I'm going to go ahead and start reading in verse number 10 again this morning. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Notice in verse number 11, he says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12 we dealt with last week. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse number 13, I want you to cue in on this morning. Wherefore, take unto you, realizing there's an enemy that we face, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand, notice that, withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Verse 14 is what we're going to look at this morning. This is the first part. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. I want you to let that burn in your mind for a few moments this morning. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Again, verse 14, the first part. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. May the Lord add His richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence today, Father, to thank you for another day on this side of eternity. Thank you, Father, for your love and your grace and your mercy, for the forgiveness of sin. And for the relationship and fellowship we have with you. Thank you for the privilege just to be back in your house this morning. Thank you for the teaching of the Word of God, the good number in Sunday school. Father, thank you this morning for the beautiful singing and, Lord, all that's been done. Lord, I realize now that I stand in a place where no man can stand alone. So I pray this morning that you'd anoint me once again with fresh oil. Lord, I realize the enemy is around. I realize that he's present this morning. I realize that he's doing everything that he can to hinder and take our minds and our attention off the things of the Word of God. And I pray for just a few moments this morning. God, you'd put a hedge of protection about our minds, our ears, and our hearts. God, this morning we might focus on the Word of God. What you have to say to each and every one of us here this morning. God, again, I pray you'll help me as your servant as I stand here for just a little while. God, that you'd anoint me afresh and anew. Give me fresh thoughts this morning, God, that will grab our attention and help us this morning, Lord, to see the spiritual truths, Lord, that we each and every one, Father, need to see here today. Then especially this morning for that one that may be here today. Father, they never trusted Christ as Savior. Father, I pray this morning, God, that you convict them and draw them. Lord, this very day, Lord, they come and receive you by faith. Those that might be cold, indifferent, those that may be going, Father, through battles, and Lord, they're living as victims instead of victors. God, I pray you'd help us now this morning. Lord, we love you. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. And thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. Again this morning, as you pray for us, I want us to begin to consider the thought on the equipment that is available. As we said, we talked about the enemy we faced out of verse number 12. And we see that certainly the enemy should not be each other this morning. The enemy certainly is Satan. And we talked about that last week. But now again this morning, let's consider the equipment that is available as we face the daily battles of life and the spiritual warfare that comes against us. God has made available to us some great equipment in which to stand. Notice several times Paul, as he's writing to the church at Ephesus here, one of the main emphases he's talking about is just standing, standing on the things that God has certainly asked us to stand upon and come out this morning, not only to stand and come out as victors and not live as victims. I'm afraid too many people, even sitting on church pews this morning, if we're not careful, we'll live as victims and not as victors. God has been too good to us. God's done too much for us this morning. And God is great. God's already won the victory today. And we ought to live as victors and not as victims. And so this morning, let us think about that. But you and I must do our part in putting on the whole armor of God. We have that responsibility if we are to stand. Every soldier, now get this morning, every soldier needs to be equipped and ready for battle. As I have my partner with me this morning, you will see today that he is equipped and ready for battle. This morning, you and I, as God's children, understanding, of course, this is not a physical battle, but it's a spiritual battle that we face each and every day. And so we need to have the whole armor of God. And if the whole armor of God is available to us, then, friend, I think we ought to use it. Matter of fact, we're going to have it if we're going to battle in the spiritual warfare that each and every one of us face in this walk of life as God's children. 2 Corinthians and chapter number 10 and verse number 4 gives us this thought. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so I want us to think about some things here this morning out of verse number 14. The first thing that we want to look at, notice what he says again in verse number 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. The word truth, as it's used here in the text in verse number 14, it means to be true in doctrine and profession. It means to speak the truth. Then it also comes from a word that means true as not concealing. And so we want to look at the belt this morning, the girdle, if you will, or the belt that's mentioned here in the book of Ephesians. Now I realize from the book of Ephesians to the time that Paul wrote this, and to their understanding, to the time that we have before us this morning is a different time period. And we find, of course, that certainly the armor may be a little bit different, but the concept is the same, that we need on armor if we're going to go to battle. Even today now, the things... our soldiers are not equipped like this soldier. I don't know about you, but this looks like it would be pretty tough to move around in. But anyway, this is our illustration, and it'll help us today to get a visual, if you will, of the whole armor of God that you and I need to fight in this spiritual warfare that we're in. As I said last week, as we preached on the enemy, certainly today the enemy is around, the enemy is present, and he's doing all that he can this morning to discourage, this morning to destroy, to defeat, and to devour, as we talked about last week. But I'm glad, as I've said many times in the last couple of weeks in preaching these verses of Scripture, I'm glad greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. And so today, we can't stand on our own. We need God's help. But aren't you glad God has given us some things that we can use this morning, hallelujah, to help fight in this spiritual warfare, this spiritual battle that we're in and a part of. The girdle belt now, let me give you some things about it as you study the time period here that Paul's writing about, and even as we look at our soldier today, it would have been something that went right around here, and you'll find this morning that it was something that held everything together. Let me give you some things that I found out about this girdle or the belt here that Paul's writing about, and God's letting us know that we need. In the ancient garment of that day, the girdle about the loins held in place every other part of the uniform, every other part of the uniform of the soldier. It was said that it was essential. It was essential to have on that belt if you were going into battle. I want us to think about that and the spiritual truth that God wants to reveal to us this morning through the Word of God. It was essential. Not only do I find that it's essential, when preparing for battle, a soldier would put on his belt first. This would be the first thing after he got certainly his garments on. The first thing that he would put on would be that belt. Again, because it held everything else into place. And so he would put that on first. When I began studying this and looking at it, I thought, I'm going to preach on the helmet first. But the helmet of salvation, and Lord willing, we're going to get to that. But I'll tell you, as you study the text and you realize what God's trying to teach us here, then friend, it's important that we start where God said start. And so he talks about that girdle of truth, that belt of truth, that belt of truth. I want you to get a hold of that word truth this morning. Oh, my soul, how we need the truth today. The soldier would put on his belt first. Without the belt, the armor lost its... Now get this. I want you to get it when you think about truth. Without the belt, the armor lost its effectiveness. Without truth, without you being established in truth, friend, you are not equipped to go to battle. You say, preacher, I don't want no part of this battle. Well, friend, I'll tell you what, when you get saved and born again by the good grace of God, you automatically get signed up for the battle. I mean, you're already automatically put into the battle, certainly of this thing called Christianity. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be in the battle this morning. I'm glad to be living for Him. I'm glad to be serving Him. Oh, yes, it's not always easy, but I'm glad this morning, thank God, He's never failed me. He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. I'm telling you, I want to stand and fight the good fight of faith. Thank God, spit in the devil's eye and let him know, thank God, I'm serving one today that's greater. Thank God, that's done something for me that nobody else could do. Hallelujah, this morning, friend, you ought to get equipped for battle, because the battle is before us. The battle is ahead of us. The battle's out there, and somebody ought to stand up for God. Thank God, and stand in these evil days and let them know there's a God in heaven that loves them and will save them and redeem them. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy this morning, church. He's worthy for us to stand. And so we want to talk about this girdle or this belt. And I wrote this down, and I pray that you'll get it. The only way that you and I can overcome the evil and lies around us is to stand with truth. With truth. I'm glad, thank God, for the truth of the Word of God. I'm glad Jesus Himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So this morning we need to understand the importance of this armor. Now notice, Paul is encouraging them not just to take one piece of the armor, but to take unto them the whole armor of God. In other words, take the things that are available to help us to fight in this good fight of faith. Now let me give you a few things this morning quickly with the Lord's help. I want to give you about three or four things concerning truth, because that's all I'm going to deal with. Friend, if you reject the truth, then there's no possible way that you're going to stand in this spiritual warfare. Friend, if you reject the truth of the Word of God today, you will die lost and undone in your sin and pay your own sin debt when your sin debt's already been paid for. Friend, it's truth that we need this morning. That's the reason we need to know something about the Word of God and the Savior that has saved us and redeemed us. The first thing that I want us to think about in taking on certainly this belt or to gird our loins about with truth is, first of all, truth is available and essential. I know I've already said that, but in a way of a point this morning, I want us to certainly think about that and certainly let that be driven home into our hearts, that truth is available and essential. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verses 16 and 17. The Bible says all Scripture, that means the Word of God, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That word inspiration literally means it's been God-breathed. You say, well, I thought man penned it down. God breathed upon holy men that they might pen the Scriptures, that we might have truth. Listen, we're living in a wicked world. We're living in a wicked time. We're living in a time where you can't hardly believe anything you hear, anything you see. Friend, my soul, we need truth. And if we're going to stand in this battle and fight the good fight of faith and be victors and not victims, we have got to have truth today. Truth is available. I know a lot of people don't want it. We live in a day of fake news. We live in a day of religion that feel-good religion, sugar-coated religion that certainly wants to teach us and tell us, live like you want to. God's a God of love. You don't have to worry. Listen, the devil's got you thrown a counterfeit this morning. There's something different about being a child of God. There's something different about knowing the Savior. There's something different about living for the Savior. And I'm glad that there is. Why? Because we serve a holy God, a righteous God, a God of judgment, but we also serve a God of mercy and grace and long-suffering and forgiveness. Oh, thank God this morning. But where are we going to find all that? How are we going to figure all that out? We got to have truth this morning. Are you with me? Truth. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. Oh, we don't like that word. For correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, that means mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You have to have the belt of truth. And notice that belt went all the way around you and come and connected everything together and held everything up and held everything together so that the soldier could go into battle. Some of you are sitting here this morning as victims, feeling defeated, depressed, discouraged, simply because you've let the enemy run over you. You've let the hounds of hell, this morning absolutely convince you that there's a God, there's not a God in heaven that loves you. There's not a God in heaven that can help you. There's not a God in heaven this morning that can help meet your need. There's not a God in heaven this morning that can save you if you're lost and redeem you. All lies, all lies, all lies this morning. Thank God that's the reason that you and I need truth today. Just as it was evil in Paul's day, we have evil present with us today. And the enemy's all around. He's been fighting me since I got here this morning. Now some of you sit back there and think, well, there ain't nothing to that. He just gets up there and pops his gums together a few times and does this. Listen, friend, I'm in a battle this morning. And if you're going to live for God and serve God, you're going to be in a battle. But thanks be to God, I refuse to live as a victim. I want to live as a victor this morning. How am I going to do that? Take the girdle of truth, the belt of truth, and wrap yourself in truth. And I'll tell you something, the devil hates truth this morning, my friend. Truth is available. Truth is essential. But we're living in a time where people very rarely want truth. Preacher, tell me how good I am. Well, let me tell you how good you are. Your righteousness in the sight of God is as filthy rags. My righteousness in the sight of God is filthy rags. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That lets me know I'm in trouble. And I need some help. I'm glad help's available. How did you find that help? In truth. In truth. Notice truth is available. Truth is essential. Notice if we're going to stand again and try to overcome the evil that comes against us. Listen, evil coming against us in every area of our life. How can we overcome that? How can we live as victors and not as victims? The truth. The truth. Number one, truth is available. Truth is essential to everything you and I believe as God's children today. It is essential. It is available. Secondly, this morning, not only is truth available and essential, but secondly, truth is under attack. Why do you think Paul's writing to these folks at Ephesus? I mean, he has a lot of great things to say within this church of Ephesus. But why does he come here and he begins to tell them in the latter part of, as he's beginning to close out this epistle, you better put on your armor? Why? Because truth is under attack. Do you realize this morning that as you sit right here today in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, what I consider a good church today, I know there's none of us good today, but because of the blood of Calvary, what Christ done for us there, and you and I receiving Him as Savior, I thank God I'm glad this morning that we're children of the King. Thank God this morning I'm on my way to heaven, not because of what I done, but because of what Christ done for you and I at Calvary, and by faith I receive that truth of the Word of God. I'm not here this morning, thank God, to tire us down, but I'm here this morning to put us on warning that truth is under attack. Right. Go way back to the book of Genesis and find where truth was under attack. Adam and Eve living in a perfect situation. Living there in the Garden of Eden, everything they needed was supplied for them. The Bible says the voice of God was coming down in the cool of the day to fellowship with old Adam there in the garden. But guess what happened? The enemy, like we talked about last week, the enemy shows up. Boy, I'll tell you what, you can have something good going, and the enemy will show up. You just better count on it, friend. He's going to show up. That doesn't mean I've got to give in to him. That doesn't mean you've got to give in to him. That's the reason we need the belt of truth around us today, that we can stand, thank God, in this evil day and let him know, thank God, that there's a God that's already got his number, and thank God we're going to live as victors and not as victims. Amen. Truth's under attack. As you study your Bible, you'll find the word truth mentioned several different times, and there's no way this morning that I could reference all the times that truth is mentioned. As we think about truth and it being under attack, we realize that the enemy wants to control with lies. Could I say he's doing a pretty good job of it? I have to give that sorry rascal credit. He don't give up easy. And he'll convince you and he'll convince me and he'll convince anybody that he can. What are we going to do to combat all that? Truth. Truth. Truth is under attack. Remember what Pilate said in John chapter number 18 and verse number 38. He asked Jesus this question, what is truth? I believe we have people running around today. What is truth? Why? Because there's so many lies. Remember, as we talked about the enemy last week, he's the father of all lies. And that's all that rascal does is lie. He may insert just enough of the truth here and there to make it very convincing, and he will, but it's still a lie. That's the reason we need the truth of the Word of God. Friend, you need to know what you believe and why you believe it. If I was to sit down with each and every one of you and just sit down and have a conversation about the Word of God and the truth that you know this morning in your heart and why you know it, how much truth could you reveal? I believe that's a question that all of us need to ask ourselves. Because the battle is before us. The enemy is before us. And the evil is before us. How are we going to combat all that? How are we going to be victors? We've got to have the truth to hold it all together. When the hard times come, when Satan comes against us, and the difficulties and the battles come, if we're not careful, the first thing we do is we begin to throw up our hands and say, why? Why, God? Why me? Why am I going through this? Why am I facing this? Anybody ever been there?
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, I believe every one of us will be honest this morning. We've been in that place. Why, Lord, am I going through this? I don't understand it. Listen, there's a lot I don't understand. But, friend, I don't have to understand it. I don't even have to know all the truth this morning. I don't know anybody that understands it all. But God's given us enough truth today that, friend, we can stand in the midst of the battle. We can stand in the midst of the difficulty. We can stand in the midst of the storm. And if Jesus could step out on the boat in the midst of the sea and say, peace be still in the midst of the storm. I'm glad I've got a God this morning that's given me some truth in the midst of the storm. I'm glad He can speak to me. Peace be still. Hallelujah. Thank God for truth this morning, for truth to stand in the battle. You understand, in standing in this battle today, in fighting in this battle, God's not asking us to really do a whole lot. What's the main theme that he's talking about here in Ephesians 6? Can anybody tell me? Stand. Does somebody say it? Somebody's got it. Look here, what's this? This old boy's been standing here all morning. Well, preacher, he ain't real. There's a lot of people like that. Woo-hoo-hoo! Preacher, he ain't real. He's a dummy. Some of us are too. But I can say one thing for him. He's dressed and ready for battle. Could I say the same? Oh, the first little old thing comes along. We begin to boo-hoo and throw up our hands and going to quit and going to do this and going to do that. Listen, God's been too good to you. God's brought you too far. I mean, do we really believe that? I'll be honest with you. I don't know if some of you even believe the song the choir's singing this morning. Oh, let's get awful quiet. Brother Scotty, what you got in your hands back there? Baby, jump up just a minute. Can you jump up with that baby? Why don't you help us sing out a chorus of that God has been good, or that song you sung this morning? Can you do it?
time. Sing it like you, if you really mean it, sing it like you mean it. Oh yeah, some of you getting it now. Oh yeah, you're getting it now. Oh yes. You're going through the storm. You're facing the battle, and you don't know what you're going to do. Sing it one more time. Hallelujah. Sing it one more time. Somebody's about to get it. I believe some of you are about to get it. Wrapped in truth. Maybe you need to come. Maybe you say, preacher, I ain't never seen nothing like this. I hadn't either. Preacher, how do you figure all that out? It's true. It's true. It's available. It's under attack. But hallelujah, the truth will always stand, my friend. Sing it one more time. We got people praying, getting help. There's somebody else here this morning. You need help. You need help only God can give you. It's available. Truth's available. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here this morning, God's speaking to your heart. People already using this altar. You say, preacher, I ain't never seen nothing like this. I hadn't either. Just try to mind the Holy Ghost of God. You're here today. And you know that you've not wrapped, you've not even begun to put the armor on. You've not got the belt of truth on this morning. Friend, won't you come? If you're here this morning without Christ, friend, you need Christ today. Why don't you come? Why don't you come this morning and say, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner. You know what? If you'll do that, he'll do just exactly what he said he would. Why? Because he said he would. It's truth. Friend, maybe you're going through the battle today and you don't know what to do. You don't know where to turn. And you want to come this morning and ask God to help you. Won't you slip out and come? Nobody looking right now. If you need me to help you, I'll be more than glad to try to help you this morning any way I can help you. But most of all, God can help you today. I'm going to pray with these folks here in just a moment. Is there anybody else that wants to come? Anybody else that wants to come? You need help today, friend. It's going to take truth. It's going to take truth to break through and help you today. I wonder, would you come this morning? God's available. Truth's available. Truth is essential. You can't stand in the midst of the battle without truth. Without truth. As folks are still coming, is there anyone else this morning you need to come? You need to come. You need to come. Father, we bow in your presence today, Lord. We thank you for this good day. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for the opportunity and the privilege, Father, to be in your house this morning. Thank you for these good people that, Lord, have come this morning, God. And Lord, it's most unusual. Lord, I've never done this in a service, but Lord, I'm just trying to follow the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, I thank you for those that have come today, Lord, for whatever reason that they may have come today, Lord, to seek your face, God, in truth. I pray this morning, God, that you'd help them that they might ever, Lord, put on, gird about their loins with truth. put on the belt of truth this morning. God, how we need that in this day and hour in which we live, when there's so much truth that's under attack. But I'm glad this morning, thank God, the truth will stand. The Word of God will stand even when this world is on fire. Lord, I'm glad we can put our confidence and our faith and anchor our soul in the truths of the Word of God. Lord, again, I thank you for those that have come today. Lord, I pray that, God, this morning you'd help meet the needs that they have. Lord, I don't know what they are, but Lord, you do. I realize we're all going to face battles and difficulties and storms and, Lord, things that we don't understand. But, God, I'm glad that, Lord, if we'll anchor our soul in the truths of the Word of God, I'm glad you've told us in your Word that, Father, you'll never leave us. Lord, you'll never forsake us. God, you'll go with us all the way. Lord, I'm so thankful for that this morning. I pray now for those that could be here today, Lord, if never trusted you as Savior. I pray this morning, God, that you might ever convict them and draw them. Lord, even before we leave this place this morning, God, I pray today, Lord, that you would show unto them, Lord, the greatest need that they have. And Father, that's to trust you as Savior. Then, Lord, those people today that are seated here in these pews, and God, they may be going through battles and difficulties and storms, and Lord, maybe they've not come. Lord, I pray today that you might touch their hearts as well. I pray you'd encourage them. Lord, I'm not here to discourage this morning. God, I just want to mind the Holy Ghost of God and the Word of God. Lord, how we need to certainly anchor our souls and our thoughts and our lives and our armor in the truths of the Word of God. Lord, I pray you'd help us now. Lord, I pray you'd bless the remaining part of the service. Lord, whatever you need to do, I pray we'd be obedient, submissive to you this morning. But again, I just want to thank you for those that have come today. Father, touch them. Father, help them. Thank you again for all that you... Boy, you sure have been good to us. Oh, God, this morning, I just couldn't thank you enough this morning for all your blessings that, God, you bestowed upon us. Lord, we're in a battle. Oh, God, we need you this morning. We need your truth. We need your help. And, God, I'm glad it's available. Lord, help us to put on the whole armor of God and stand in this evil day, having done all to stand. Lord, you might be pleased with us. We love you. Continue to bless now. And Father, we'll thank you and praise you. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people saying, amen. Truth. Children hearing plenty of lies, deception. They need truth. Preacher, you done? Not quite. Hold on. I've never seen it on this wise. Some of you in a hurry. Praise God, you need to get at what God's got for you. Truth's available and truth's essential. Truth's under attack. Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? Jesus said in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John chapter 8, verse 32, and ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. I don't have to live as a victim. I can live as a victor. Some of you need to get set free from the bondage you're under today. Because Jesus said, I'm free. I'm free. Hallelujah. Some of these people visit going, I don't know about that man up there. It'll be all right, I promise. Yeah. And if you're going to go into battle, you better have some truth. You better be girt about your loins. Cut your belt off, what happens? Your britches falls down. There's actually an account of a battle where the soldiers slipped around one night and cut all the opposing soldiers' belt. Cut them off. When they got up the next morning, they jumped up and their britches fell off. They couldn't shoot a thing. That's what the devil does to a whole lot of us. He cuts the belt off around us. And we're just... when we got truth available. Truth's under attack. I'm about done, I promise. Hold on. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Thank God for that. Truth available and essential. Truth under attack. The truth trying to be altered. You study your Bible this morning in the book of Romans, chapter number 1, verse number 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie. Speaking of the apostasy of the days that we're living in right now. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. People today are more concerned about Mother Earth than they are Father God. They're more concerned over their dogs and cats. Oh, preacher, you're treading on thin ice right there. I didn't say there's nothing wrong with you having dogs and cats. But you don't put them before God. And you ought to be just as concerned about people dying lost and undone without God. You ought to be just as concerned about girding yourself with some truth this morning as you are about them. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not preaching against that. But we're living in a time where the creation is being worshipped instead of the Creator. I know it's going to be tight in here this morning. I just tightened her up some more. Praise God, I ain't going back there. Well, come on back. We'll give you some more truth. It'll help you. Amen. It'll help you. It'll help me. We need truth. Nothing wrong with having things, but don't worship them. Don't worship your money. Don't worship your car. Don't worship your house. Don't worship your children. So now I think I've got it all covered. Don't worship your golf game. Some of you probably ain't got much of one know-how. Honestly. We're at that place in society. And ain't no wonder that it seems like the devil's winning every battle. And you're running around with your head in the sand, and defeated and discouraged all the time. Gird yourself with the truth of the Word of God. And you can stand in the midst of any battle. Why? Because it's already won. Truth will prevail. Somebody didn't get it. Truth will prevail. Amen. How can I stand? Keep all this together with truth. Everything that you are as a child of God, you keep together with truth. And when the devil comes over here and tries to whisper under the helmet, see, the problem is most of us ain't got a helmet on. We're not careful. And it makes it awful easy to whip. But man, if you got your helmet on, your helmet of salvation, man, you just let that go in one ear and out the other. Don't pay attention to it. I know I'm saved, redeemed. I know who my Father is. I know who I put my hope in. Woo! Hallelujah. The truth trying to be altered, lifelessly. Truth must be accepted and practiced if we are to stand. Get it now? Truth must be accepted and practiced if we're going to stand. This old boy ain't done a thing this morning but stand right here, ready for battle. Now, if he was here and didn't have his armor on back in his day, he wouldn't last long. They'd cut his head off. Man, we need to be equipped for battle. You know why even good people this morning get overtaken in battle? Because they forget about that truth. Truth must be accepted and it must be practiced.
if we are to stand. Let me give you three more little things here and I'm done. Number one, we need to be truthful with ourselves. We need to be truthful with ourselves. I'm going to say it one more time. We need to be truthful with ourselves. So many people want to put on the facade and they want to try to convince themselves and everything's all right with me. When deep down in their heart, they know. God will let you know. And there's many times that the truth will speak to us. And we want that to go somewhere else. Oh, that was for somebody else. I don't know why that preacher's praying. Lord, I don't need none of this stuff. What in the world's wrong with him? Well, it's probably you that needs it. But have you been honest with yourself? Secondly, have you been honest with God? See, the thing about it is we feel like that we can convince God or we can talk God out of something or we can change something. Well, in essence, we can't. I believe we have opportunity after opportunity after opportunity God gives unto us to be able to come to His house and to hear His Word and to feel the Spirit of God and God speak to us through His Word. And we're not careful, we won't be honest with ourselves. And then we won't be honest with God. Yes, Lord, I'm the one that needed that. Lord, I needed that truth. Lord, help me to receive that truth. See, we have the opportunity this morning either to receive the truth or reject it. How sad it would be for you to go out here today, friend, rejecting the truth. Thirdly, not only do we need to be truthful with ourselves and truthful with God or honest or however you want to put it, but I think thirdly is critical, we ought to be truthful with others. Sometimes the truth hurts, but the truth will always stand. People today feel, oh, it's just a little white lie. Well, I study the Bible and I don't see where he said anything about white lies. I really don't. Always having a good time a while ago, but it's a little serious now, isn't it? Listen, the Holy Ghost has got to preach it to me before I preach it to you. So I have to step back and say, amen or oh me. Most of the time it's oh me. Listen, he's the one we're going to have to stand before one day. Are you being truthful with yourself? Are you being truthful with God? Are you being truthful with others? If we're going to gird about with truth, if we're holding everything together with truth, then truth's going to come forth from our lives. And I believe that we see that in this armor. Again, through this armor, God's not asking us to do a whole lot. The biggest thing He's asking us to do is what? Stand. Stand. Is that not the way he starts at verse 14? Stand therefore with your loins girt about with truth. Now, are you going to believe the truth? Or are you going to believe a lie? Brother Scotty was teaching downstairs this morning, done a great job teaching the Sunday school lesson. I'm sure you did here in the auditorium and the rest of classes as well. But God gave me a thought at the close of that Sunday school class this morning. As Jesus healed the withered man's hand, and those Pharisees seen it, they still didn't believe it. Now, I don't know about you, but that would have been pretty convincing for me. But God gave me this thought, and I'm done. Seeing is not believing. Seeing is not believing. Faith is believing. I feel sorry for people that get caught up in some of this charismatic movements that they think they're seeing. Listen, they think they're seeing healings and all these kind of things. Listen, I know God can heal and all that. But friend, it doesn't do one thing for their faith. It didn't do it for the Pharisees. God expects you and I to believe without seeing. You got to gird about with some truth. Let's stand to our feet this morning all over the building. Brother Scotty, go ahead and come. You say preacher's done. People done. Come to the altar this morning. Might be some more. Father, I pray you take the Word of God. And I pray you'd place it in the ears and the hearts of every individual that's here today. Lord, I know that myself I've needed this truth. And Lord, I pray that you'd help each of us to put on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to do exactly what you've asked us to do, and that is to stand. I pray this morning, Father, for somebody here that's never trusted you as Savior. I pray this morning, God, that you touch their hearts and help them to see their need of you. Maybe somebody going through a battle. Maybe somebody going through a storm. Maybe somebody this morning that just needs to come and say, God, help me that I would gird my loins about with truth. I pray you'll touch and help in Jesus' name as we sing together. Quickly this morning, if you're here, would you come? Would you come? If you're here...